The attorney general's race has been in the spotlight for months. A hotly contested primary between the Chittenden County State's attorney and the incumbent attorney general caught Vermonters' attention, and now incumbent Democrat Bill Sorrell faces two challengers, Republican Jack McMullen and progressive Ed Stanek. The recent debate at the Burlington Free Press offices, moderated by associate editor Michael Killian, offered no rebuttals. But there were a few testy exchanges. Editorial page editor Aki Soga began by asking what voters need to know about the candidates.
I'm Jack McMullen, the Republican nominee for Attorney General. The key issue I see is the issue of drug-related crime. The incumbent Attorney General has been focused on consumer protection and environmental and done a good job in those areas, but this area needs to be given higher priority.
Bill Sorrell?
I've been the Attorney General now for about 15 and a half years. I appreciate Jack McMullen saying I've done a lot of good work in the consumer protection and environmental protection area. We've been very aggressive also in the criminal justice area, also civil rights.
I'm Ed Stanek from Barry City, and I'm the Progressive Party nominee. I would certainly pursue with additional vigor existing programs for civil rights and consumer protection. But we're facing incredible political and economic crises, and I think the position must serve as an advocate for justice for most Vermonters.
Several exchanges highlighted the discord and disparity between the candidates. Republican Jack McMullen set one off when he characterized his opponents as inappropriate activists.
The Attorney General's office should not be a policy shop. There's plenty to do in the Attorney General's shop without forging completely new policy and surprising lawsuits that catch people off guard.
I'd like to know examples of these lawsuits that I supposedly have brought that had no legal basis.
I can give you some.
I'd love to hear them.
Well, in terms of the opportunity to be involved in politics, everyone remembers the Plessy v. Ferguson decision, which said segregation was protected. And a second quick example of what I would do in terms of political activism is try and cease the erosion of privacy rights.
Free Press editorial editor Aki Soga asked the incumbent about the merits of appealing lawsuits surrounding the Vermont Yankee nuclear power plant.
Mr. Sorrell, your two opponents don't seem to see a whole lot of merit in appeal. Do you see something that they don't see?
Yes, I do. I'm not saying at all that this is a slam dunk that we're going to win. But we have sound legal arguments.
You know, Vermont should be very cautious about pursuing a case which could establish an extremely bad precedent. This decision, in the name of defending the ability of a legislature, you know, to pass its own laws, could well wind up inadvertently putting another nail in the coffin of the ability of the states to do something on behalf of their citizens vis-a-vis nuclear power.
I agree with what Ed just said. But on the other hand, Ed was arguing to use the discharge permit process to bar continued operation of Vermont Yankee. That's an example of activist adventuring.
Audio is courtesy of the BurlingtonFreePress.com live stream. A link to the full debate video is available through our website, wamc.org. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.